voice, harden not your hearts.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds had been done in your midst, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. As for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So we have this morning a kind of two-part gospel. The first part, Jesus is talking about a couple of cities that he had been to, and they didn't reform. And he goes, it's not going to be good for you. And then he talks about a couple of cities that did reform and how things will be better. And he talks about different types of reform that people used to do in his day. Sackcloth and ashes. I don't think I've ever seen anybody in sackcloth and ashes when they were trying to repent for something. I know here at our faith, we have Ash Wednesday, and we have the ashes on our head, and we go around with that. In fact, you might even see someone on Ash Wednesday on the news or television, and they've got ashes on. But a city, imagine what it would be like if a city repented. Somewhere the city realizes whatever they had done at the governmental level, at a high level, they had done something wrong. And they said, "We have done something wrong, and we ask not only the government, the people who were in charge, but all those within the city to take a moment and say we are sorry to whoever we offended." Today, I ask that as we go through our day, if you have offended anyone, you know, don't go, "Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry." No, go over to them and say, "You know, I am really sorry I hurt you. I ask for your forgiveness, and I'll try to do better next time." Imagine what the world would be like if each time we offended someone, we didn't wait an hour or a week or a month. We went up to them, and we apologized right on the spot, and we asked for their forgiveness. I think we'd have a better place. Amen.